go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the key areas coming out now as a theme is what a network means. Ambrose, the way he says it, the way Wendy says it, it seems to me they have in mind a concrete vision. Network can be many, many things. To say your responsibility is to network is fine, but it's highly ambiguous and underdefined. Do we mean like the CBS radio network? Or do we mean like the network of financial institutions that make up Visa? Those are two very different structures. There is not a single set of relationships between constituent parts and a central body in a network. And that the question of how they relate to one another is not a question of parochialism. It's a question of what is your strategy for designing a network that's capable of growth in the environment that we're heading into. And with information technology and distribution technologies changing the way they can, traditional network structures that are very familiar to people are likely to be much more ineffective at supporting growth of networks. And we've seen that definitely in the technology area. New forms of networks have grown up. So I think that one session, if what you're saying, Julie, is that people have already sort of expressed what the topic areas they're interested in are, and we should present them with a concrete proposal of several of them. I think the list you read was, A, longer than five, but also in some areas we can condense them. And one of them then I would propose is what form of a network, and because that does go to the question of how we allocate resources, what we think are the most efficient way to develop within a network context and the context of the mission.
Julie, this is Mark. I'd like to get on this back to that.
Sure. One second, Mark. I just have a clarifying question for Dave. So the second and the laundry list of stuff was, again, what the board's recommendations were, and I think that they fit into the five categories that we've outlined this evening. So the second category that we identified was the relationship between national and local to build a network. Now, do you think, does that capture, or will that sort of discussion, open discussion of the relationship between national and local to build a network begin to touch upon some of the things that you had just highlighted in terms of people needing to define what a network is or come to an understanding of what that is?
Well, I think I'd like to phrase it as what kind network architecture, because that's a more open thing. The idea of, oh, the center versus the stations, the network as it's going to come to mean may involve much more than either of those entities. In my thinking, the ultimate network that we're going to be part of is a much larger network of civically produced media. And so even framing it as just the stations versus the national office doesn't capture it. So I'd like network architecture as a term.
So if we put network architecture and then maybe a hyphen relationship between national and local, is that...
We can wordsmith it. Let's just say that one of the topics is, I would prefer network architectures in the plural or possible.
All right. Mark?
I hear what Dave is saying. My disagreement is that I think that's a heavy topic to unload on Friday. I think that is an ongoing discussion that will probably take considerable resources throughout the year. We have to put this in perspective. We're talking about a new board. I guess what Dave said, there are 13 returning members. There are a number of members who aren't returning. So there's a new board, and the question is how to gel, how to first of all orient yourself, and then you from that position, you know, it's like if you drop me in the woods, I want to know where I am before you start telling me about what kind of resource allocation I should have with respect to water and air. I want to know where I am first, and I think that's valuable because from that perspective, I can then begin to contemplate my options. And I think the concern that I have is that if we start telling them about all the options, we never get to where we are. And that's a problem, because where we are is what the board's entire year-long mission will be, including defining some of the things that David suggested, because obviously those are critical questions, as well as a number of others. But this is the first initial meeting of a body of individuals who will now become a personality unto themselves. And those of you who have been on the board, all of us have been, know all those calls that we have, all those hours we spend together, we develop a personality. And I think that what we have to do, and again, I'm a sociologist by training, a teacher and consultant by choice, but the reality of it is that's the problem. How do you change, how do you orient yourself so that you can therefore be the best person you can be when you contemplate the options Dave is suggesting? And the problem that the board often stumbles upon, or at least it has in my 2 years of observation, is that. And I think that that transition is valuable on the first day. You will have a Saturday to discuss, and it's unfortunate we're only talking about 5 hours on Friday, but the board will also be meeting on Saturday, and maybe instead of, you know, inundating them with all kinds of details about the problems at this station or the other, maybe there's a way to incorporate management and whatever into a broader discussion about this issue. To squeeze it into 5 hours just shows that, once again, we're trying to do too much.
That's me, by the way. This phone number keeps popping up. I'll hang up and call right back.
No, that's all right. But I'm just saying that we don't want to try to do too much with too little. So Friday we have a little talk, and then this one talks, and that one talks, and about the third talk you kind of, you know, half there. And then at the end of the day, fine, and then the next day you jump into administrative council presentations, obviously the introduction and hearing the discussion with the executive director, who is new, will be vital. And then you pass a couple of motions and move on your way. I think this is an opportunity, which I really missed last year and the year before, to kind of talk. And I think orientation is essential, and direction comes later. Orientation always precedes direction, at least if you plan on getting anywhere.
Julie, this is Dave.
Julie?
Thanks, Mark. Go ahead, Ambrose, and then Dave.
You know, when I listen to you read the longer list of items, until you got to the item getting to know one another, everything that preceded that really dealt with the legal issues. And what we're talking about after getting to know one another can be summarized in what we've already laid out as five things to do. And the last thing I want to say is that we need to send that out, that we're going to spend 2 hours with addressing the legal problems. And instead of saying R1, R2, so forth, these are items that we want to cover. And then we're going to open the floor when we meet and ask the participants what they want to do. We are prepared to deal with these. And then let the floor determine if there are additional things, or are there fewer things they really want to focus on. That's the best way to do it. And Greg wouldn't have such a hard time trying to monitor all of this. We could divide that responsibility up. So I think we ought to go ahead and vote on these two items, the 2 hours and the 5 hours. And instead of dividing the 5 hours up into hour each, just divide them up in terms of topic areas we want to cover, and then ask the people when we get there, have we covered it? Is there something else you want to focus on? Is there something you want to limit our focus? And let them decide. Very simple.
Madam Chair.
1 second, Mark. I think that's a great recommendation in terms of being able to engage the new board members that are coming in and really addressing what that some of their needs are. I just wanted to quickly reread the five areas that we set out, because I just tried to tighten them a little bit better in terms of language. The overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff intros is obviously stays the same, but the second one is building a network relationship between national and local governance versus management, avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments, and then board priorities. So So, you know, those could potentially be the five areas that we lay out for them to then discuss. Mark?
I think I was next.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave, you were. And then Mark.
Yeah, I think, Ambrose, I'm concerned that if we did that, we might eat up an hour on grappling, deciding or discussing some of these things. And I do think while that might be instructive to hear what people wanted, I think it would be better if we could present a set of things. And if they're prioritized, you know, people can say, hey, let's deal with this first. And if that priority expands beyond the bounds of the time allotted for it and people are in agreement with it, then that would have the same effect, but we would save time. I think if we got them down, and I like the first pass that Julie's taken on, I think if we work a little more on it, we could. And I just reiterate, I do think, you know, you can say this business about the national versus the stations, whether you think it's misguided or proper, the question of the different way people are looking at those relationships is really a central question that has been subtext to a lot of the time we've spent in some of the struggles. So I do think, again, that proposing that concretely will be helpful.
Okay, Mark?
Two things. One, I think that I just want, it's funny how, you know, you figure you keep saying it, maybe you'll say it better, but I do think one thing that the whole concept of fiduciary responsibility as a board, as opposed to merely a member of the, I don't want to mean merely, but as opposed to a local, as Wendy pointed out, I think it's important, and I would welcome that discussion. I think someone needs to come in. Maybe if you hear it from someone outside, that drives home that issue. So I think that's one thing that I think is important in that 5 hours. And the second thing is, I would just like somewhere to be recorded my specific recommendation with regard to this panel I'm suggesting, that I'm also suggesting that it include Wendy and Fatty and Julie and myself. One is expense, but the other is because it's a very engaging mix of individuals. I say so myself, and I think it's important that that's presented to the board, that they understand it will not, you know, move into sort of a factionalism type thing. But these are four individuals who have been powerful members of the board and probably have something to say. So I think that's important also. And then finally, I've got to go. I have exams tomorrow, and I still haven't finished making up my exam for my ninth graders. But I wish you the best. I'm sorry I have to leave, but I do. And thank you.
Hang on for the minutes. Is that a formal motion, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, can you repeat it for me?
All right. I move that I forgot what Julie called that particular part.
Avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments.
Right. That the avoiding costly mistakes session would include an invitation for that day to Wendy, Fatty, Julie, and Mark.
Okay, let me read what I have. That one segment titled Avoiding Costly Mistakes and Recognizing Accomplishments include presentations?
Yeah, or an open forum discussion monitored by, you know.
Open forum discussion to include former board members. Roberts, Schrell, Rodriguez, and Saba.
Yes.
And presumably they'd be invited and their trips paid for by the PMB.
Yes, for that would be a Friday thing, so you know they can they can be out of there Saturday for an expense perspective, but yes.
Okay, got it. So I've got the one segment of the Friday session. Session, avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments, be an open forum discussion to include former board members Roberts, Schrell, Rodriguez, and Saba.
To be moderated by. I don't want it to be included. I think
to be moderated by?
Well, I don't facilitated. I don't know. I mean,
okay.
But,
so you guys, you want the former board members to structure the discussion?
Yeah, and we would talk amongst ourselves and come up with, you know, a positive agenda.
Oh, I see. So be an open forum discussion among the former board members.
No, it will be between all board members, moderated by
this panel of four.
Those four.
Okay. Great. Okay, so the motion.
So you have some direction. You have an agenda.
That one segment of the Friday session, avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments, be an open forum discussion moderated by four former PMB members, Robert Shaw, Rodriguez, and Sala.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Ray, by the way, for some information.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that those four would get together and I get some ideas as to, you know, because you could, at the beginning, lay some of the last lines as to what the discussion would include.
Yes.
And maybe make some presentation before we get the ball rolling.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Mark, for your contribution this evening. Good luck with exams tomorrow.
Oh, well, actually, I don't have to take it. I just have to finish writing it up.
Good luck creating it, and I wish luck to your students.
And I'd just like to say one thing. Greg, best of luck.
Well, thank you, Mark, and it was good to talk to you.
It was good to hear you and talk to you as well. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, so...
We vote, Madam Chair, on the last motion and then on the first motion and get it over with?
That's what I was going to suggest because we've been on the call now for a while. So why don't we start with Mark's motion that's before us. Are there any objections to it?
Yes.
And can I object?
You can certainly object, but I'll object as well.
I was half joking. Okay, so shall we go to a vote?
Okay, shall I read the motion as I have it?
Please.
That one segment of the Friday session on avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments be an open forum discussion moderated by four former PMB members, Robert, Schwerel, Rodriguez, and Sabah. The foundation would pay for their travel and accommodations for the Friday session.
But this is Reagan. By the way, since I'm assuming the conversations are informal enough that maybe I can ask one more question.
Go ahead.
Wendy's still on?
Yeah.
Would both you and Julie able and willing to participate? Because if you can't, then the whole issue is moot.
I am available to participate.
I'm available as well, so I'm going to vote against the motion. I said I was going to abstain, but I'll vote against it. Maybe I'll abstain.
Can't hear you.
I can't hear you, Wendy.
Well, that's too weird. Okay. Yes, I'm available.
Okay. Yes, I'm available. I'm available. So let's go to a vote.
Okay. Call the roll. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez?
Abstain.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Mark Roberts is not here. Wendy Schrell?
I vote no.
And I vote no. Okay, so it's 2-2 with two abstentions. Hang on a second. Yeah, 2-2 with two abstentions. That can't be right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think I was the only one that abstained.
Oh, one abstention. That's right. Julie said abstain and then changed it. Okay. So the motion fails.
Okay. The next motion before us is, well, we already voted on the 2-5, so the recommendation for at least broad areas under the 5, the 2 were all agreed upon, right, that we want to cover FCC responsibilities and also fiduciary responsibilities. Are there any objections to that?
I have one question again. Is fiduciary in this case taken on in a technical sense? I've seen most people refer to it as some kind of being responsible for the finance to be another, or is it a broader conception of being responsible for the health of the station?
Do you want to answer that, Ambrose?
I would think the broader.
What the lawyer would provide.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is the broader one is the legal definition, isn't it? Although the practical one seems to be the narrower.
Legal plus our...
I didn't mean legal. I mean, the official is what I meant. The official definition of
fiduciary
is not just one of being responsible to have a healthy, financially healthy station and network.
Yeah.
Okay.
That explains fiduciary responsibility, especially under California law, which governs us, as well as under the FCC.
Okay. So can we sort of pass without objection, then the two central topics for the 2 hours with the attorney would be FCC responsibilities and, excuse me, fiduciary responsibilities? Are there any objections? Okay, hearing.
Hold on a sec. Let me get the 2 hours with the attorney shall focus on FCC responsibilities.
And I have these broken out.
Okay, so and fiduciary responsibilities.
Yeah, fiduciary.
Yeah, I'd like to add something to it. I'd like to add that the presentation will include. I mean, there has to be time for questions. So if board members have questions on other topics. Related, you know, we've had issues this year on questions of, like, directors' inspection rights. Responsibilities is fine. There's also the issue of rights, and I know other people will raise these things. So I think we should indicate that there should be a minimum of, let's say, 40 minutes for questions from the board.
Okay. And is there any objection to adding that? All right. Hearing none, then that will carry for the first 2 hours. The additional 5 hours that we have is...
Julie, I'm going to have to call back in. I'll be off for a second, so let me get right back.
Then I'll be able to email these to... Dave, is that you? Maybe not.
And that was him leaving.
Oh, okay. So the other five general topics that we have... Again, our overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions, building a network relationship between national and local staff, national and local. Dave?
Yeah, back.
All right, let me start again. So the five broad areas we have, first one, overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions. The second one, building a network relationship between national and local. The third, governance versus management.
Oh, wait, slow down. What was the second? Relationship between?
National and local. And if you want, I can email all this over to you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
The third is governance versus management.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth is avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth is board priorities.
Okay.
Are there any
Yeah, I have one other.
Uh-huh.
I think the new board needs to know what the things in process are. For example, there are committees dealing with a number of questions. Where would that fit? Basically, it's the work that's really immediately before us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that would come under board priorities. What are the short-term priorities for the board? Like you said, this year's.
Okay, so board priorities including pending initiatives?
Yeah.
It don't have to be that specific. Leave it broad because they want to add something when they get there.
Yeah.
And I know, but what do you think? you've been on these calls where we spend an hour just talking about what we're going to talk about. Don't
I know.
You think that we'll eat up the
I'm
time?
I'm objecting to. We need to meet with them in person and... We send this out to them, and they're prepared to deal with it.
Well, okay. I mean, if we were going to do something on pending initiatives, then somebody would have to do work ahead of time to say, here's what the things that the board is actually working on as initiatives. There's a contracts policy. Finance committee is working on surplus and reserves. The governance committee is working on a code of conduct. There's a negotiation team that's working on the free speech radio news thing. I mean, don't you think that it would help to plan that? Hmm?
Each committee is going to make a report, like we always do.
Well,
okay.
This is Ray. Actually, I think as David is rattling them, I would suggest that maybe you could prepare it and submit it quickly to us already.
quickly.
And then we could send it to every board member.
I think that I can't take the time to compile it. I can do it for the committees I'm on, and maybe, as Ambrose says, it's just, you know, the committee reports. But maybe what we can do is put out a message to the board asking each committee to summarize just titles. These are the initiatives that are presently pending. And we can get a one-pager together that way so the board can consult it quickly and understand what it is we're working on at the moment.
I will attempt to do that.
Oh, would you? That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I can send information out to the board members and ask them, you know, for their respective committees. That's not to say that I'll get much of a response, because I know, I mean, that's but one of the challenges that we have is just folks actually, you know, kind of getting the work done. But I'll do my best.
Well, that brings up a big point, which is, you know, internal communications. I would really like to get some of that stuff nailed, just the nuts and bolts. Like, for example, if you have a committee and you're on a committee, what constitutes notice? Posting on the Pacifica calendar? So if you're chairing a committee, you have to, you know, you're responsible for, you know, is the chair or the secretary responsible? How do you post to the website? Blah, 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 blah. That's just nuts and bolts work of you know, a board member needs to know of the nuts and bolts of communications.
Dave,
this is where Julie. I think that's going to be. Sorry, can I speak?
Oh yeah, I was just going to ask Dave if he could just since he volunteered for the committees that he's on, if you could send me that info. I don't know if it would be possible by, you know. I don't know what date seems reasonable to you, Sunday, Monday?
I get back into Los Angeles on Saturday morning. It'll take me a couple of days to get oriented. I could do it by, like, Tuesday of next week, if you remind me.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks. Go ahead, Ray.
No, that's okay. That takes care of it.
You and I are on the same wavelength tonight, yeah?
I was not going to say you necessarily, but...
Okay, so how do we feel now about these sort of broad issues? And do we need to have further discussion about those issues, or can we make a concrete proposal to the board by next Friday?
I would still like to talk a little bit more about it. I mean, some of these things, I don't know what they mean, and I can easily see us eating up half the time. The overview of the Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions is pretty clear. I don't know who's going to do it. The governance versus management, again, who's going to do that? Are we talking about our different ideas of governance versus management? What do people envision happening in that section? Avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments sounds a little bit, not to be derogatory, but a little bit touchy-feely kind of stuff, but I don't know what we're talking about doing there, so if you could clarify what you had in my mind by it. I'd like us to be more concrete in each of the topic areas.
Okay, so just to recap, and this is what I heard, so if people heard differently, then please interject. In terms of the governance versus management, I think that folks that are coming to the board and folks around the network have very strong feelings around this, so I was under the impression that this would be a facilitated conversation of folks in the room, not necessarily someone coming in and saying, this is governance, this is management, but folks kind of hashing through or having kind of a facilitated discussion around this. To me, it would make most sense for it to come from, you know, from Greg. I don't know if, Greg, you're willing to do that.
If it's a facilitated conversation rather than a presentation,
Exactly. Avoiding costly mistakes and recognizing accomplishments, I think, was kind of delving into the issues that Mark was, you know, trying to address. That can be done with, continuing board members, and we can talk with them about that on Friday's call or talk with you all about that are going to continue on in this year's PMB. And then board priorities was kind of a general thing in terms of, again, facilitating a discussion amongst folks there as to what they saw were some of the immediate priorities before the board.
So under overview, Matt?
Yeah.
Under overview of Pacifica mission, who's going to do that?
I mean, Greg, is that something that you would...
Well, I don't know that I should, as the incoming person at the beginning of a five-hour discussion, tell you what your mission is. That sends a rather strange message.
That's it.
Well, I was just thinking in terms of, I mean, we have a mission. It wouldn't be creating a mission, but just reviewing the mission and then facilitating a discussion of, you know, are there questions about, you know, what you're serving and why? And
I think it could be broken into two parts. I think that somebody should lay out the... lay the groundwork by indicating, you know, what we have on, you know, on paper, so to speak, officially what the mission is, which will lead to a discussion probably of all the different visions that people do have. And, you know, the problem there is going to be limiting the discussion, because once you open it up, you know, it could get away from you. But I mean, it could be done by various members of the board. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, you know, Dave feels very strongly about the network architecture. It's possible that he might be the one to facilitate that discussion.
I'd be a terrible facilitator of that discussion, because I want to just talk about what I want to talk about.
I see. Well, maybe you should think about that, about whether that's the most productive use of your time to get the result that you're looking for. And the other comment I have about this whole thing is that you have two different things going on. You have factual information you're trying to convey in some cases, and in some cases you're simply trying to solicit people's differing or hopefully not too badly differing viewpoints, you know, rather than to draw a conclusion. You started this discussion by saying, well, we're not going to come to a conclusion about all of these things, but now it seems to be becoming rather goal-oriented, as if we're trying to sort of seal everything up, and I think that's impossible anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Just, I mean, in terms of, I saw it as a very literal, you know, overview of Pacifica mission, and then that's why combining it with the board and staff introductions, not this overarching or open-ended kind of vision question, but just literally, like, this is the institution that you're serving, and this is the mission that we have on the books. And then, you know, the subsequent sort of topics will begin to touch upon the broader vision discussion that folks, I think, you know, will want to get to, but obviously not with an understanding that we're going to establish a common vision out of these 5 hours. So I was, in terms of how I interpreted it from both the recommendations from the board on Tuesday and then some of what I heard today, was very literal and just, you know, reading through the mission and kind of, does anyone have questions? And combining that with the board and staff introductions.
Well, that's a much simpler matter. That's not something that I have a problem with. But Dave's original, where this all began, was 5 hours for vision. I just want to remind you that that's where this discussion began 2 hours ago, and now we're talking about something that is pretty different from that.
Very simple,
Julie.
We've
ended up in a different.
Everyone
place.
Should be presented a copy of the Articles of Incorporation, a copy of the bylaws, because this follows the discussion of the 2 hours with the attorneys. I mean, it's really not that difficult, because when you talk about the network, you've got to begin with your legal position. Your legal position is always in your Articles of Incorporation and in your bylaws. It spells out what we ought to be doing.
But if I may, our Articles of Incorporation say we're supposed to be doing awards. We're supposed to be providing performance space for choral groups.
But
we're not doing
some of the things in our
mission statement
video
yet.
Video network. Three of the Articles of Incorporation deal with the network.
This is Wendy. Can I talk, Julie?
Wendy, and I think Ray, you had also wanted to speak earlier.
Is Ray before me?
You go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is I must have tuned out for a second, because all of a sudden I'm hearing that we're asking our newest member of the foundation to suddenly take charge. And I just want to say that, I mean, even the PNB members who are coming on have been on the LSBs for a year. And so I would just ask us not to demand that our new ED take a facilitator role. I would also ask that we not stop him from doing that, but I would say that before once everybody gets there, that may evolve. I don't know, but we should not ask him to suddenly take charge of telling us why we're all there. I mean, it's like, I mean, this is, I work for a nonprofit, and RED does do some, you know, she sort of guides the board and stuff, but she's been there for 25 years. And so it's like, I hope that we are not going to put our new ED on that kind of spot and not stifle him either, but it's sort of other people's job to guide these discussions on this very first meeting is all I'm trying to say.
Okay, Ray?
Well, I kind of agree with Wendy when it comes to the mission. I think that, as Greg said himself, that, you know, he's the newest person telling us what the mission is. It's, although if you make it, you know, in a more practical way, it's just discussing what's in the book, I guess you could do it. But I think a better role for Greg would be, for example, something that is emotional. The discussion of, at least in this board, the discussion of management vis-à-vis governance. I mean, we know we had some serious difficulties over that. And so we need a more, quote-unquote, neutral party who has experience in what, you know, in a more, can bring a more generic understanding, somebody who has credibility because, in this case, he's not connected to any particular position.
Well put. Yeah. I'm most comfortable, I'll just lay it out for you. I'm most comfortable with the third and the fourth item, governance versus management and the mistakes and accomplishments. I think those are very appropriate for me to be involved and perhaps to facilitate a discussion. I think that, you know, the final item, the board priorities for this year, there's a couple of different aspects. I could be involved in that, but I don't think I should be the first person to lead a discussion. I think that coming in, there's a political message that's being sent, and I think that you need to begin with where you are rather than where you're going. And so I would urge that someone else step up, perhaps Ambrose or someone who could take on that initial role, and then I could come in at a later point.
I was actually, Greg, and maybe you and I are on the same wavelength as well this evening, but I was actually just going to make that recommendation to see if, Ambrose, you would be interested in kind of setting up just the overview. I think that you have a tremendous...
Problem at all, Julie.
Okay, great.
So that would be done by Ambrose then?
Yeah.
Number one, right.
Okay, so number one, overview of Pacifica Mission and board and staff introductions facilitated by Ambrose.
Yeah, and I have some thoughts about networking, too.
Okay.
You could do one and two, and I could do three and four.
Well, I have some thoughts about networking that are likely at least as strong as Ambrose's. So, and I know that Ambrose has some strong feelings, so I wouldn't mind being involved in that at an equal level if Ambrose wouldn't mind.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Does it sound good to Ambrose?
Does it sound good?
Not at all. In fact, you can do it if you want to, and I'll be in the audience.
Well, no, I would like to do it together.
Well, see, I guess the issue is, too, is in terms of, you know, again, this is a facilitation role, and so I know if you have really strong feelings about kind of the network architecture, and so in a role as a facilitator, I think it would be harder to inject that, or it would, you know, in a way that's not overly dominating. And this is, again, from my...
And I'm not skilled at that either.
But if there are two of you, that might take the pressure off.
Yeah.
If I could just say something, Julie.
Go ahead, Wendy.
You know, we need to use Ambrose because Ambrose is, he has now run the full gambit of the roles within the network. He's been a volunteer for a lot of years. He's been, he's been on the board, and he's also now been in the hot seat as the interim ED. And while he hasn't done maybe everything I would like, he has seen the difficulties and the, he's seen a lot of the things that, the challenges from every side. And so I would really like us to use Ambrose I hate to say use him, but just, you know, listen to him because he's developed a lot of wisdom throughout these different roles. And so, and I'm not going to say, you know, that I'm going to just go with everything that he says as carte blanche, but we really should try and learn from his experiences.
Mrs. Ray? Well, in this case, though, I think that what Greg suggested might be best because, for example, I wouldn't want to be locked to in one particular vision. I mean, for example, maybe both Ambrose and David can make a quick initial presentation laying out what the options are. So David can touch on some of the stuff that are close to him. I think they're all very important. I wouldn't want to leave that out. And I suspect, for example, that if David was not a member of this group, we would probably be neglecting. We would know about those issues, but they would not be in the forefront. And so maybe they can together present it
no problem, Ray.
Move from there.
Okay, so we have a co-facilitation of Ambrose Lane and David Adelson for the second item, and then Greg on the third and fourth.
Well, one thing I just want to add, so far all the facilitators are men. I'd just like to raise that point now before we get to the end.
Right.
Well, the only problem is that the two women we have on now are not planning to attend, apparently.
I'm just raising the point.
I think it's a very good point, and there are several women that are on the National Board, and we are going to be bringing these recommendations to the National Board next Friday. Is that not correct?
Yep.
Lydia Razan, even though she wasn't on the board, might do a good job of facilitating the thing of avoiding costly mistakes. She was on the IPMB. She's been around the foundation for a while.
And we also have Patty Heffley, who's studied the foundation for 10 years, and I would like to have her on this panel if there's a panel.
I don't think we're talking about a panel. That was the motion that was defeated.
Well, I'm just going to say that we not listen to her, we ignore her at our peril because she really gets it as to the national, what we're trying to do nationally.
Could we put Lydia and Patty together?
Sounds good.
Would that be too dangerous?
No.
Okay. Well, what could we propose that to them?
I think we have the liberty of making whatever recommendation we want, and they can refuse if they'd like. But, I mean, is that kind of a concrete proposal that folks are...
Good. Let's move.
Yes? All right.
Well, where are we talking about this? Is this under the national local thing, or is it
avoiding costly mistakes? Lydia and Patty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
again, it would be laying out the issues, and then other people participate. I mean, personally, I would have chosen a different title, like recent board experience, and pitfalls and successes, or something. Avoiding costly mistakes sounds scary. But,
how about recognizing accomplishments and avoiding costly mistakes?
Yeah.
If we flip it, does that make it more positive?
I think Ray's comment about recent, board experiences, you said, and then we could put failures and successes, covers it. Is that fine with folks?
Can you repeat, please?
Yes.
Recent board experiences.
Mm-hmm. Pitfalls and successes.
Yeah, pitfalls, I like.
Yeah, good.
Can anybody just remind me, so Lydia hasn't even been on the PNB, so how did she get on this
thing?
She was
part of the IPNB, she's part of the lab, she's part of the
Board chair of the local board.
Yeah.
She was involved with the legal stuff. She's been around the foundation for a long time.
Do you have a different suggestion, Wendy?
I was just kind of trying to wrap my head around this. It's pathetic that these are the only two women that we've got.
Well, there's LaVarne, there's Teresa, there's Deb. There's Jane Gatewood. Is it Jane Ambrose from PFW? Ambrose?
Yeah.
Is Jane coming from PFW?
She's going to be there.
Okay. Yeah, so Jane, Patty, Lisa, Teresa, Deb, LaVarne, Rosalinda, Mary Berg.
Okay, well, out of all those people, I mean, Teresa's been on the board for an awfully long time. I wonder,
I don't know if she has experience chairing. Lydia had experience chairing the board for a period of time, so I thought, I mean, we're saying these people are going to facilitate, which may mean a brief discussion.
Can we leave it up to Julie to talk to them?
Okay, I'm sorry. Give me that review. What are we talking about again? I've been trying to do another thing at the same time. All right, so we've got Patty and Lydia, and what are they going to do?
Recent board experiences, pitfalls, and successes.
Facilitating a discussion.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So any of the old board members or people that have been involved in governance, you know, can add to that. If they're just facilitating.
Okay. All right. I think it's good. Thanks.
The last item we have is board priorities, and so I don't know.
Governance versus management facilitated by Greg, right?
Yes.
That one, yes.
Okay.
So, and again, this is a facilitated discussion, so.
So wouldn't it also be good if Greg laid down, you know, some of the classics, you know, some of the basic understanding of what the differences are, and before we go into more practical stuff?
Could you repeat? I didn't hear all of that.
I'm sorry. No, I'm saying I think it would be useful also is at the beginning of the discussion that you would lay out, you know, what is it about? If someone never heard of it, what is the difference? And you would give typically, what is governance and what is management of a network and a station?
As I understand it, yeah. Just as the beginning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think each person will probably do that to some extent.
Yes, exactly.
Can we go backwards just a second, you guys?
I'd rather not.
this could be quick. Okay, so we're talking about having a lawyer come talk to us, and then these other hours are going to be about... our own people. We're not hiring an outside board trainer.
So far, not.
I think the board members are capable of facilitating the discussion. May I, Julie? Do you mind if I?
Yeah, but we're not. I mean, at this point, we don't have a formal trainer before us, and so I don't want to go down that road as to. But if it could be quick. Go for it, Dave.
Yeah, I just think that what we're talking about is sharing the load of facilitation, and I actually do think many board members will be more efficient at doing that than somebody from the outside who comes in with a canned routine for the group, because I think, as we said, we're not trying to come up with a finished product and an action plan here. This isn't strategic planning so much as it is... you know, a beginning attempt at understanding what the main issues before us are and how we're going to work together.
So my question...
Okay, can we move to board priorities now? Because all this, we're going to handle it internally outside of the attorney that we're going to bring on.
But who is it that is going to teach the board about their legal responsibilities? That's the attorney?
Yeah.
And what attorney is it?
I'm going to try to get John Kriegler, sperm.
Okay.
Board priorities is the last one. Is there anyone that would like to step up to facilitate that, or should we look at additional folks on the board to help to facilitate that?
Now, what would that involve again?
Just having a discussion again, or facilitating a discussion about what the incoming board sees as some of the critical, sort of the short-term priorities for their term.
How about having Rob and Jane do it?
Why not Ray?
Ray's
good. I would
good.
Do it with somebody else.
Okay. How about Ray and Jane?
How about East Coast and West Coast?
Well, I'm East Coast.
Ray LaForest.
So you mean these are all East Coast?
I say it shouldn't.
Well, you want to ask Rosalinda to do it?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Rosalinda?
No. Let's see.
Why not?
Why not Rosalinda?
I would prefer that it would be somebody that has more experience with Pacifica.
She was chair of her LSB the first year.
And again, this is a facilitated discussion about the next year looking forward.
She was chair of her LSB and was replaced as chair of her LSB. She's not known as... Let me just say, I think it should be... somebody that is more, I would prefer someone that has came around before the settlement and or before the elections for.
Ray came before.
Yeah, Ray, I think Ray'd be great.
But I don't want to do it alone. I really, in terms of, again, gender maybe, different position.
Yeah, we need another woman, so if not Rosalinda, then who?
LaVarne.
Good.
Okay, Ray, are you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
All righty. So then, and I will touch base with folks to see if they're interested in doing this. One other question. So are we in agreement with what we've laid out here?
Well, one addition that you put forward, which is that the final discussion will also include some information from the committee chairs, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So board priorities and pending initiatives.
Right. The pending initiatives includes that.
Exactly.
Good.
Thanks. So one other issue that we need to resolve is the issue of whether or not, and I'd like to just vote this up or down, whether or not we invite the LSB chairs to the D.C. meeting. It needs to be approved by the board. They need to schedule travel at least a week in advance in order to get something reasonable and in order for the foundation to save money on their travel. So can we just vote this issue up or down? The motion before us would be to invite the LSB chairs from all five stations to the PNB meeting in Washington, D.C. at the end of January.
I'd like to have discussion on
me
that.
Me too.
Okay, how about 5 minutes, and then we'll
okay.
Close it.
I'll go after Wendy.
Okay, Wendy.
All I'm going to say is that I think that it might be more valuable to bring the LSB chairs to the second meeting of the PNB because at the first meeting of the PNB, everybody's trying to get their act together on the PNB, and we now have a new ED that's going to be in that mix as well. And I haven't seen it be. I always vote. Hello?
Yes, better.
Whoever got off there. So, I mean, I always think that it's valuable to bring the LSB chairs. It's just that if we only get to do it once, I would suggest that we do it at the second meeting of the PNB. Rather than the first, because there's too much to get together for the national board at that time.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar. I mean, all those chairs have at least been around the LSBs for at least a year, and if we add the LSB chairs, what that does is that cuts down on the time for the new PMB members to get to communicate with each other if they're going to be able to. If those LSB chairs were going to participate in any meaningful way. So I think it should be at a later meeting during the year. The March meeting might be a good one. By June, the budget process is going to be going. But I should just put it in there. LaVarne has also been pushing, and I think it's a good idea, the idea of a retreat with business managers and treasurers and the financial staff. So I agree with Wendy. I'm not in favor of doing it at this time.
Okay, so at this point, no on the LSB chairs, and if the incoming PMB decides to invite them to the March meeting, then that's something that they do. Is that correct?
Well, I'm of a different opinion.
Okay.
What better meeting than the meeting when we discuss the mission, the network, governance, and management? We're not going to ever do this again this year. And they ought to be involved in that discussion because they are the chairs of the LSBs. I don't understand this.
Okay.
They ought to be at the first meeting where we deal with these issues because they've got to set the tone in the field.
This is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
I apologize that I'm kind of being buffeted there because at first what Dave said sounded good. But this resonates in me. I don't know what the cost would be. So Dave had mentioned only the addition of other individuals, so a dilution of discussions. But I remember, I think 2 years ago, when we had that discussion in Houston, I don't remember it. I mean, it was a huge group, I agree. Especially we brought in the general managers and it was, but I thought we managed to function. And as Ambrose said, this is a key meeting with individuals who play key roles in the prime institution within it, which is our local board.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and move to a vote?
Well, at this point we have a tie, apparently.
Well, I can break it.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
Since it's really the PN vote, PNB vote on this that matters, I'll withdraw my objection and let the PNB vote on it.
Okay.
If my objection is the only one, then.
Well, yeah, why don't we move to a vote? Unless, Wendy, do you want to?
I want everybody to come to everything. And so we have to bring this to the PNB anyway. So why don't we just say that we're asking the PNB to decide?
I think the issue, too, though, is flight. And so, Ambrose, I don't know if there's a way that we can get the that we can have the LSB chairs on standby and maybe even, well, I guess we can't book a flight. This is sort of the complication that it puts us in.
I know.
And we're not authorized to make decisions.
No, I know. Regardless, we're in this sort of complicated situation. So I don't know.
I'm going to vote no. Just register my objection.
Okay. Well, why don't we do a formal vote then?
Okay, but just as a matter of order, we had a motion which is from you, I have down as from you, that the 2 hours with the attorney shall focus on FCC responsibilities and fiduciary responsibilities, that was without objection in my amendment that there shall be a minimum of 40 minutes available during the 2 hours with the attorney for questions from the board on other topics, which both of which I believe are without objection, but we never voted on them. Then we have this section on that we propose that we have a five-hour session, 1 hour each, for those topic areas. Again, I'm assuming that's without objection, but I don't know.
I did go when I asked for objections. That was our formal.
Okay. Okay. So we've done everything that's on our plate up to this point.
Right.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Julie.
No problem. Yeah.
Julie, I'm going to change my mind one more time and withdraw my objection.
Okay.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'll withdraw so we can just do it without objection.
Okay. And then, Ambrose, maybe you and I can, and I don't know if you have any ideas of ways in which we can do this.
I'll have Lynn call you tomorrow after I've talked with her.
Okay, that would be great. If you could have her call me on my cell phone because I'll be traveling.
Right. Also, Judy, maybe if we had a quick idea as to how much it would cost, I would urge people to double up. I think that's what we had done the last time.
Yeah.
People, you know, shared rooms and so on to cut costs. And we know that there. I know Vajra Puli would take the train with us. That's what we're doing. And the Washington, the sister from Washington doesn't have to travel.
Yeah.
She's talking about three individuals.
Is Lonnie still on the call?
No, he's gone off.
Okay. Would it be possible to see if Lonnie could put together, very quickly, just a financial impact?
Sure.
Was that a yes? I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We'll contact you tomorrow.
Great. All right. Well, that's our business for the evening. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
Right.
I'm looking forward to reading the press release.
Yes.
Okay.
I also want to congratulate you for doing all of your business by consensus.
Thanks. Yeah. We can do that sometime.
All right. Highlight.
Okay. Take care.
Greg, thanks for joining the call.
Take care,
everybody. Bye.
Okay, bye.